It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 613. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. This show is brought to you in part by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at miketechshow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics. My email address is miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message. The phone number is 240-949-2450, and that's Mike Tech Show, all one word, on Skype. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, Facebook, facebook.com/MikeTechShow. I want to thank everybody for joining me. I got a great show lined up. Some tips and spring cleaning for your PC, care of Maximum PC. Learned a lot of good stuff that I want to share from a past issue, and I've been meaning to talk about it. So some of these utilities I've been playing with, I think I got some helpful info, some things I've never talked about. I upgraded some utilities for my system a couple weekends ago, and I got to talk about them. They're so cool, especially one of them. And maybe it's not for you, but I want you to know about these things so you can recommend them maybe to a friend, family, coworker, a client. I have a stack of email. The DC 2017 Unconvention is brought to you by Malwarebytes TechBench. The TechBench tool set is an all-in-one package of utilities to help you diagnose, repair, and secure Windows PC. I want to thank Malwarebytes. You know I love their products, supporting the Mike Tech Show and being a sponsor, along with Instant House Call, which is bringing you the Unconvention, and TechSite Builder. I want to thank all of them for doing such a great job for our community and for helping us along and supporting what we do in the IT field and support field and repair, and also our clients. Before we get to the content, very important, I talk about my good friend Ken, who worked for me when I was in the corporate world. He was my senior network engineer. He works for me part-time. He's going through some great difficulty medically right now. He has a GoFundMe page. If you have anything extra that you can spare, please, I put the link in the show notes. I put it into the chat. Give a little bit. I never do this, and I'm doing it for Ken because he's literally in the emergency room right now. He's dealing with some issues. You can read about it on the GoFundMe page. If you can spare something, you do that. Thank you so much. First utility for tonight. I have a client that we set the Windows 10 password and they forgot the password and I didn't write it down and they couldn't get into their computer. And I know we've talked about different techniques and different things. I found the coolest, simplest utility to reset a Windows password. And that utility is by Renee Labs, and it's Renee Pass Now. The full version is $34.95. You get a download link where you can easily create a bootable USB stick. When I got the first link, if you build it and it boots as Windows 7, like a PE build, email support, and they'll send you a link to the newer version for Windows 10. Because I couldn't reset a Windows 10 password when I tried it on my system. The new version, they sent me the link. I built the USB stick. You boot from that USB and you can read the entire registry hive of all of really the account, the SAM file. You can read and you can clear any password. You can create an administrator account. This is required if you run into this. For only $34.95, I know there's free ways to do it, but those ways are a lot harder and a lot more difficult. This, I just boot it, clicked the account, cleared the password, bang, done. I did it on two systems with no trouble, so that's why I'm recommending that, and I put that at the top of the list of things to talk about tonight. Maximum PC had a spring cleaning article for tuning up and doing a getting rid of the junk and cleaning up your PC with some utilities. They also had an article on the top three free antivirus software. And I was very surprised at what they picked. They had Windows Defender against Bitdefender and AVG antivirus free. Now, I used to be a huge AVG fan. And then the Nagware just kept, it was so bad and it got so bloated and it was slowing down your system. I was against AVG for years. Maximum PC picked AVG as lean, mean, and free and doing a good job and not killing your CPU. So because of that, I'm going to put a link in the show notes. I mean, I don't trust everything about Maximum PC, but I do trust a lot. They're usually not aligned with a vendor on their opinion, and I've never been steered wrong by some of their recommendations. Like anything, you got to test it first. I have my test machine behind me that I am absolutely going to download it and start running it. I wanted to share an article about the bake-off that they did with those three antiviruses, and I was very surprised to see that they picked AVG. Let's get to this spring cleaning. First thing is you got to remove the unwanted apps. That's a no-brainer. You go to Programs and Features and Control Panel, or Programs and Apps and Settings in Windows 10, and get rid of the unwanted programs, programs that maybe you don't use, haven't used in years. This is your chance. Go through, start cleaning it up. Go to Startup. That's right-click on the taskbar, click Task Manager. Very simple. And when Task Manager comes up, click More Details. And once you got more details, there's now a Startup tab. Look there. And anything that you don't want starting up, right-click, select Disable. Do that on a lot of programs. This is going to speed up your system. Perform a disk cleanup. Got a few utilities here that I want to mention. To rein in unruly programs, the act of running multiple programs, never mind numerous background processes, is a delicate one, requiring a fine balance to keep everything running smoothly. It doesn't always work, which is why your PC may sometimes seemingly grind to a halt or act sluggishly for a few minutes. If you're running Windows 10 on an older PC or low-powered tablet or laptop device, you may find it frequently sticks due to the competing demands on different processes. One solution is to scale back what you do. Keep open programs to a minimum and trim the startup back too. If that doesn't help, then downloading and installing the free version of Process Lasso. It can even help more powerful setups as well. When prompted, leave the default options as they are, and the main window opens to show you what's running on your device and how Process Lasso is balancing it. Its Pro Balance tool is up and running from the start, ensuring no processes can overwhelm the system with its demands. A summary tells you how it's working, and the log reveals which processes have been neutered when their demands get too high. Click Insights for a handy summary. You can also tweak things further. Open the main menu and choose Smart Trim to free up physical RAM when it's safe to do so. Select Idle Saver if you'd like to cut energy usage. I don't like doing that. I want to maximize performance for everything, so I'm not green when it comes to running my computer. That's why I don't like the Western Digital green drives. I want maximum performance of all times. I don't want to save energy on my PC. Choose a gaming mode for those times when you want to play games or perform other CPU-intensive tasks such as ripping or encoding HD video. I'll have a link to that process lasso. But there's two other utilities that I want to talk about, and it's to find duplicates quickly. It's Duplicate Cleaner. Be careful on Duplicate Cleaner. I let it go through all my drives, and after running almost 24 hours, it was only about 30% in finding its duplicates. So I would say don't bite off more than you can deal with at one time. I would select one drive, maybe a portion or something, and have it look for duplicate files, maybe just your documents and pictures or something. That keep it, or maybe your music files, because you maybe have duplicate music and you want to know. It's a great report when you're done. Now, even on the 30% that I let it run, I got like there were 1,800 files with duplicates. Beautifully detailed. This is well worth looking for duplicate files. We want to clean up. And it gives you different ways of looking at duplicate files. Maybe it's the same content, but a different name, or you will really appreciate this utility, and it's free. And that's Duplicate Cleaner. Manage your photos. Anti-duple. So this is a program that's open source. That's A-N-T-I-D-U-P-L. Anti-duple, to help you with the duplicate and cleaning up and managing your pictures. Very, very nice. I noticed something. There was an article that they mentioned the NVIDIA GeForce Experience and not to use that driver. You know, that's exactly what I use here. So when I get the chance, I'm going to uninstall the NVIDIA GeForce Experience because I'm not really a gamer. I don't need it tweaked for certain games. And you want to look at this with your video driver. Make sure that the extra programs and that extra functionality, do you really need it? Ask yourself that. Well, for the GeForce Experience, what you do is uninstall it, run right from the website, just the driver. And if it wants you to install the GeForce Experience, uncheck that and don't install it. I don't think they get into this, but I would only do it if you're a gamer and you need your video card optimized for certain games that you want to run. I know my son, Tyler, has the same, or yeah, maybe a slightly better NVIDIA card than I have. That's some of the things he does. A couple weeks ago, I had some time. I wanted to upgrade my StarDock fences. I love fences from StarDock. That's where you can create little groups of icons on my desktop. And as I move the cursor over, I can have it shaded where it almost disappears in the background. So it's almost like I have a completely clean desktop, but it's not so clean when you highlight that fence. And you can do different like roll-ups with the fences. So I have a couple fences off to the right that when I move the cursor over the title, it kind of rolls down to revealing the icons. Great way of organizing your desktop. Well, I have an old version and I was like, well, you know, they have a new version. It's like $9.95 to upgrade. So I go on to the website to buy that. And I am tired of the Windows 10 menu. I miss my Windows 7 menu. So rather than go to Classic Shell, which is nice, it's free, I really like Start 10. And I've been seeing Start 10 and some of the features of Start 10. It's only $4.99. My intent was to just spend $15 when I went to StarDock. I'm going to make my purchase. And then a window pops up and says, well, for $5 more, you can get the whole suite of software. I was like, okay, I was going to spend $15. I'll spend $20 and I'll get all these other programs. Now, I have not even plowed through all the other software yet, but I upgraded fences. I upgraded Start 10. If you only want Start 10, go to stardock.com, and for $4.99, it's one of the best investments you're going to make to tame your Start menu and bring it back. And you can even program the following. So you say, well, what if you really got to get to the Windows 10 menu? No problem. You can toggle your Windows key to bring up, like if I hit my Windows key, I get the traditional Windows 10 menu. But if I just click the little Start icon, I get my traditional Windows 7 menu. Now, you can configure that any way you want, and it's very simple to configure. You just right-click on the icon and pick settings. There's some extra bonus settings where I can control color and style of my taskbars. Lots of little simple tweaks. Something else that I thought was pretty cool. When you get the list of programs, any fence that I've created, it has the fence in the programs and the icon beside the title. Like, let's say I have a podcast fence. I now get a list and there's a little F icon on the left-hand side of podcast. When I click podcast, it opens up every icon that's on my desktop fence. So these two work hand in hand together. Very, very nice. That was like an added bonus. I thought that was very cool. I'm in my mood of upgrading utilities, and I have been a long believer and supporter of Copernic. I think I've talked about that when it first came out a long, long time ago. I upgraded to the one version, and I haven't been using it lately, and it lost its ability to tie into Outlook. But now my email's getting very overwhelming, let's say. I got lots of PSTs, and I'm going to talk about a feature here that's a killer feature. Copernic, I went to the new version, and then I was unhappy with its tie-in to Outlook. Matter of fact, my Outlook 2010, the add-in for Copernic kept crashing every time I loaded email. I sent an email to support for Copernic, and I was letting it index and do everything. They sent me a link to a brand new build that had the fix for the exact Outlook problem that I had. Now, remember, we're two for two here in just emailing tech support for software companies. And I love that they got back to me fairly quickly and a link, instructions to uninstall everything. Now, I lost the indexing. That's okay because it had a re-index. Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something about this new version. How would you like to index offline PSTs by just pointing to them and them not be loaded in Outlook, but yet you can search them and you can go through and actually search offline PSTs? Let's say you have a user that has a ton of PST archives in a directory. They don't have to be loaded in Outlook. And with Copernic, you can search. Now, this is a $49 product. I was fortunate that I had an older version. It only cost me $19.95 to upgrade. If you have someone that needs this incredible searching capability, emails is just one piece. What I like is, let's say, John Doe, and I want all files relating to him, all invoices I ever created. I want all emails, all attachments, everything. I could just go into the general section, type John Doe, and in seconds, I have literally every single thing, including music that might have been titled John Doe. If I want to just pick the music icon and search my music library, I can easily get to anything. Pictures. I use it mainly for email. Maybe I'm now trying to put together that timesheet because I've been very bad at, and I rely on my correspondence with the user, with the client. And I'm looking for all the emails for when I wrote back that I worked on something or did something. I just type in that client name, bang, I have everything right at my fingertips. So for me, it's worth it. $49, it is not a high price to pay if someone is in that need. And for me, it's the ability to just do that incredible searching for Outlook just makes it worth it. It's incredible. So that's Copernic. And desktop search. You want to absolutely take a look at that. Now, I'm going to have a link. I tried to remove the add-in before I reinstalled it, and I received an error that you have to run Outlook as an administrator in order to get rid of a stubborn add-on. I'm going to have a link on how to remove an add-in in Outlook if you ever get that message. So this next link is from MCSoft's blog, and it's Safe Emails versus Scams, the Key Differences. We don't fall for these scams. If you're a listener of the Mike Tech Show, I know we're beyond some of these links, but this is a good link to send to clients that still click on links for emails that employment scams. That's huge. Auction scams, phishing scams, lottery and giveaway scams. And they detail some of the things to keep you on your toes. This is probably a good link to send out to those people that you know, the clients that fall for these things, and ask them to give this a read. That's why I'm sharing it. And I think it's important that we get everybody following this so they don't fall for this stuff. Let's get to some email. This is a comment on show 609, backing up Windows drivers. Hi, Mike. On show 609, you said when reimaging a system to the version of the OS, example, Windows 7 to Windows 7, you said to back up the drivers, but you did not say how to back up the drivers. Two things. I take something for granted. Dell always has a Dell drivers directory. I always copy that because 9 times out of 10, it's got the network, the video, the sound, the chipset. It's got everything you want. It might not have everything. The key is the network driver because now once you're online, you can get anything else. I deal with 90% of the systems I deal with are Dell Optiplexes. So because of that, Dell nicely keeps their utility, their driver. I copy that. And so when I say copy the drivers, that's what I mean. Another way is Driver Max. You can back up all the drivers and then you could selectively decide you want to install them all or just select. Adam goes on, the easiest way I have found that works on Windows 7 or newer with PowerShell 3.0 or higher installed is 1. Plug in a USB drive. Open PowerShell window as administrator. And 3. Type in export-windows-driver --online-destination and then the drive letter --/. export-window-driver --online-destination and the drive. To restore the drivers, you can either, after reinstalling Windows and plugging in the USB drive, open command as administrator for Windows 10 and run pnputil /add driver and then where it's located, /subdirs --install. I'm going to try to find an article on this that can be a little clearer, that can help you. And if it's Windows 7 or 8.1, you have a /recurse /install. Or he has open device manager, select each unknown device, right click and select update driver, and select to install the driver from your USB. Check mark the box to search subdirectories and repeat for each piece of unknown hardware. That's a really cool way of doing it for the big ticket drivers that you need. Get that export, get it onto a USB stick. That's a great free way of doing it. Adam, thank you very much. This is from Rod. Hi, Mike. This is Rod from Oklahoma. I was going to send this as a voicemail, but could not get an answer using your phone number. I gotta look at that. I just thought I would drop you a voicemail of appreciation for your show. Let me pay you a compliment. I listen to several podcasts per week, and generally I set the playback speed of each podcast to 1.5 speed. But your podcast and Tech Vets, when available, always merit a 1x playback speed. Thank you very much. The other day, I was going for a long bike ride and listening to your episode 611. I found several points of interest and had to stop and take some voice notes. But I wanted to point out one thing in particular from your last show. Someone had called in and commented on your recent move to exchange-based email and had further suggested that you might consider signing up for the Microsoft Partner Program and purchasing the Action Pack. That call really got me thinking. A few years ago, I had a TechNet subscription, which is no longer available. By the way, I had the same one that you're talking about. But during that time, they had an offer for a one-year trial of Office 365 with 5 licenses. I signed up for the trial, and at the end, I converted it to a paid subscription, which I have been using for the last few years. I was using six licenses of different types, and I totaled them up and found that I was paying around $798 annually for those six subscriptions. So the Action Pack with five free Office 365 subscriptions really made sense. I signed up as a Microsoft partner and then purchased the Action Pack, which has a list price of $475. But while I had Microsoft on the phone, they suggested I could use a promotion code, and I actually got the price down to $237. Now, that's a steal. I was a little bit afraid I might have to migrate my email to another server or reset up my account, but I researched it, and all I had to do after purchasing the Action Pack was to apply those Action Pack credits to my existing Office 365 account and reassign the licenses. Really a no-brainer considering the Office 365 licenses along with 10 Microsoft support incidents that retail for $499 each, 10 Windows, 10 Enterprise upgrades, and Visual Studio. And the way I see it, I just saved $561 this year by listening to your show. That's awesome. As far as exchange hosting, I know that for you, it probably makes sense for you to eat your own dog food, so to speak, by using exchange hosting solution you promote. That's exactly why I went to Sherweb. But the Action Pack might still be something to look at into for other benefits. Yes, especially for all those software licenses. Also, in the same podcast, someone also brought up the idea of a virtual assistant. I also have been intrigued by the idea from the 4-Hour Work Week book, and I've been exploring the idea. If you should ever get one task you could have them do is to transcribe your podcast in a similar fashion as Steve Gibson does with his Security Now podcast. The other day, I had something come up regarding PCI compliance and knew that you have made several references in your past shows about PCI compliance. So I did a search of your site for the keyword PCI, but only came up with one reference to a show link a couple years ago, even though I know you have mentioned it many more times than that. This is true. It would have been nice to have been able to have transcribed shows to search as well. This is certainly no complaint because I really enjoy your show, but it is also just an idea for a virtual assistant in case you ever decide to get one. Keep up the great work. Thanks for your time and dedication you put into your shows. Rod, thank you. And it's a great way of hearing you come back with actual practical uses using the suggestions and some of the things that I talk about. And I love hearing that. And what he just said about saving all that money on the five licenses for Office 365 by getting the Action Pack, you got to do it. I mean, for $237, you can't go wrong. Not with all that software licensing you're going to get. That is awesome. I love the idea of transcribing the show and then having that as files that are searchable on my website. Bigger project, I like that idea. This is Darren. Show 612 was very informative. That was the Mac show. If you want to learn about Macs, that's the show. 612. Last Saturday, my guest, Dr. Dave Greenbaum, is a Mac guy, and he was a great guest. We talked for almost an hour and a half on great utilities. So this is a follow-up because Darren's in the UK, a great source of iPhone, MacBook spares, etc., including other makes, of course, in the UK is www.replacebase.co.uk. I've used them for years and have yet to find a better service. Thank you. So for all my UK listeners, great link. I'll put it in the show notes. Robert's Computer. I've meant to talk about this a few weeks ago, and I don't know how this got lost, but I remember reading this. Some of you may not know about this yet, but Microsoft will block Windows 7 and 8.1 from updating on newer CPUs. I'm going to have the link of the article, and I got a warning from Dell on this, I believe. If you buy one of the newer processors in a new computer and install Windows 7 or 8.1 and then try to do Windows updates, you're going to get a message that says this CPU is not compatible with updates.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
This is wrong because Windows 7 is still valid. It's not end of life. Now, Windows Vista just went end of life, but Windows 7 and Windows 8.1 is not end of life. Shame on Microsoft for using their power in a bad way to force that upgrade. So that means if I have a client that their vertical software still does not work with Windows 10, yet they need a brand new computer with the latest processor, they can't get it if I have to put Windows 7 on it because they're not going to get any updates. They're not going to get any security updates. That's wrong, wrong, wrong. Shame on Microsoft for doing that. I completely disagree with that tactic, but you need to know about it. If you're going to get the latest, greatest CPU, you can't put Windows 7 or Windows 8.1 on it. Two more questions. This is from Alberto, regular listener. He installed a Samsung 850 EVO SATA 3, and he cannot get it for an older computer to work, yet that computer is SATA 3. Is it possible that certain SATA drives are incompatible with certain motherboards? I've never ran into that, Alberto. I'm surprised. You might want to check with the motherboard manufacturer and see if you can open up a support ticket to see if they know that there's some compatibility problems. I mean, I guess it's possible, but I've just never seen, usually that even if it's a newer SSD, it can usually downgrade in speed. I mean, I've put SATA 3 drives with SATA 2 and they're working. I don't know. You're going to have to do some more research with the manufacturer. Did you swap out the drive? There could be a problem with the drive. Did you take it to another machine to test that you can read it and that it works? So you're going to have to go through all of those processes and check that out. Final email from Paul. Is there a way to get your podcast on Google Play Music? I don't know. Do they support podcasts and how do I get registered with it? If anybody knows or has any info on that, help me out. And I would love to get my podcast registered on all possible formats and platforms. That would be tremendous. If you buy anything from Amazon, know anybody, a neighbor, a friend, anybody, please use my link, amazon.micnation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to support the show. I really, really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for supporting my Amazon link, amazon.micnation.net. I want to thank Instant House Call for being a sponsor. I want to thank Malwarebytes and their sponsoring of the DC 2017 Unconvention. You can sign up right now for early bird tickets and save money. Time's going to run out where that early bird price is not going to be available. And we are selling tickets and you want to lock in before we sell out. Check out the site. Link will be in the show notes. The Unconvention is September 16th and 17th in Washington, D.C. I will be part of the keynote presentation. I'll also be doing one of the labs. You will learn something by not only just meeting with vendors, but your peers, being able to network, being able to help with guidance in improving your business and gaining more business, adapting and a way to make more money. And that's what this is about. Having the technology, the tools, the processes in place to help your business. This is it. This is what you need. So hope to see you there. I want to thank TechSite Builder for building the best tech websites and Fabs Auto Backup for Tech, great utility for transferring all your system information and data and settings from one operating system to another, from one system to another. It's tremendous. That's it. I will see you here next week. Same time, same channel, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. please visit techpodcast.com.